Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, our friend Rob Riggle is on the hotline right now.
This Holy Moly thing is so good.
It's so fantastic.
I was just watching a greatest hits compilation of Holy Moly. It's just fantastic, man.
Born April 21st in Louisville, Kentucky, and raised in Overland Park, Kansas, our next guest is a graduate of Shawnee Mission South and the University of Kansas and veteran of the United States Marine Corps who has built an acting career with scene-stealing performances in such films as Step Brothers, The Hangover, 21 Jump Street, Night School, and 12 Strong, as well as his work for Children's Mercy Hospital with The Big Slick. And tonight, he's back with an all-new episode of the ABC Extreme Mini Golf Competition, Holy Moly. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Rob Riggle.
How are you, my friend?
Hello, hello! I'm just stone cold chilling at 5:25 in the morning.
What a terrible thing. We've got this pandemic, the world's being destroyed, crazy divisive politics, and then we make you get up at 5 o'clock in the morning at California time. It's like
it's a pure joy. This is probably sadly going to be the highlight of my day. So, getting up this early is awesome for me. I love it.
Hey, that's Holy Moly! I was just watching a greatest hits compilation, and it's just so good, man. And you guys are killing it in the ratings.
Good, yeah. I'm glad you like it, man. Appreciate that. It's a fun show to film. I'm so glad we got it done because we got it done just before the quarantine started. So we were very lucky.
Well, and it's such a great, timeless, ridiculous, show. It's putt-putt golf, full contact. It's some part American Gladiator. And some of those hits are, you're just like, Jesus Christ, that luchador comes out of the porta potty and he cranks a 120-pound broad into the water.
Oh, yeah. People get sent, launched.
Yeah.
It's definitely something to see.
It's a lot harder than when I first started watching it, the first season, I thought, I was kind of stunned by the level of aggression on the show, which, by the way, I completely love because it's complete Three Stooges.
I don't think I've heard that one yet applied to the show. But it's spot on.
Yeah.
It's definitely a lot of that.
No, it's American Ninja Warrior, the Three Stooges, and then, miniature golf legs together. If you guys would just go ahead and dose them with some LSD and let it rip, I think we'd get a third season.
Well, that's going to, Holy Moly's going to be on tonight. And then in August, I got an animated series coming out called Hoops on Netflix.
Excellent.
With like Jake Johnson and a bunch of really fun people. So that'll be a fun show to watch as well when it comes out. I think it's going to be a hilarious series.
Well, you guys, now you've got this time, which is terrible to not work, but you've got a lot of time to sit and think, and there's going to be some great stuff that comes out of this, great, songs from musicians, going to be great shows from writers. There's going to be some great stand-up that comes out of this.
I think so. I hope people are using this time to develop. When I check in with some of my peers and stuff, that's what they're doing is they're just developing materials so that when we come out of this fog, people will be ready to dive right back into work.
Yeah, I've already decided and had to have a little self-realization myself that I in no way have improved myself on any level during this. I thought I'll go to the gym more. Maybe I'll learn a language. I'll play with my guitars more. I'll do something. Maybe, who knows? I'll paint. I've done nothing. I've gone to the gym less, put on 15 pounds, and I'm just walking around the land drinking liquor and looking at squirrels.
Yeah, you're not alone, friend. You're not alone. This has been the path of most people, myself included. I will say one thing I have improved on is my golf game. I've been sneaking out playing some golf. In fact, this morning, I am out playing golf. That's why getting up early is not a problem. I'm actually sitting in a parking lot right now of a golf course, Rustic Canyon in Moore Park, if you want to know, with a good friend, actually. He just pulled up and has jumped in my truck. There you go. And how's it going, bud? What's up, dude? Hey, you might know this guy. Do you know do you know my voice?
What are you, Sticks? What are you? I knew you guys golfed together, but I had no idea you would get up this early. You just haven't gone to bed yet.
I did not sleep, Johnny. I been up all night. I decided to Uber it over to the golf course, and I'm going to kick Riggle's ass.
Everybody?
He's got a club, too, so he's probably going to have to borrow mine, and he's probably going to win still.
From Steel Panther, Mr. Sticks Zadinia. You, how have you been, man? I haven't talked to you at all, man. How are you surviving during all this?
I don't know, Johnny. I'll be honest with you. Steel Panther, somehow we are the cockroaches of heavy metal, and we're surviving all right. We're actually doing a live stream, our second live stream, on August 16th. And, you know, our guitar pedal business is pretty good. And we're just writing and working on stuff, kind of like what you guys are talking about. My goal was to come out of this pandemic more productive and more well-known than when we went in it.
Well, you guys, I'll tell you, the big thing that's such a hit is the what day is it? And I want to do one for you because I've got a couple ideas. They're pretty weird. It involved a couple friends, some nudity, and a baby head mask.
I'm not mad at any of those ideas. In fact, I want you to do as many days of the week. Give me one week of days of the week, and we will put you in. Or just give me a day. I would love it.
You got to put them in heavy rotation, man.
Absolutely,
it would be amazing.
They've taken on a life of their own. Who all has done What Effing Day Is It?
Who has done it?
Yeah, LeJean, Don Jameson, Dolph Ziggler, Rob Riggle. Hasn't?
Yeah. Carrot Top, guys from Five Finger Death Punch. We've had
Randy Blood.
Star Stage and Screen, Rob Riggle.
OTV's Rob Riggle.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Chris Jericho.
We have a Johnny Daredo.
Oh, wait till you see these ridiculous ones. Because we were just sitting around talking about them, watching them one day, drinking beer on the and we were looking at them on the iPad, and I thought, dude, there's so many weird ones. I started running through my head going, we could keep this thing going until the end of time.
That's the goal. They started out as something silly, and people actually tend to rely on them now.
Yeah, because every day is Blur's Day.
Yeah. I have not heard that one. Awesome.
It's all the same, man. It's the weirdest thing. Now I look at weekends and I'm like, great. It's two more days till I get to come back to work and at least do something with my life rather than sit and stare. Because it's crazy. And Rob, have you come back at all to see your family?
Yes, I came back back in June. I came back and spent some time in KC, seeing friends and family, and then I went down to Lake of the Ozarks for a little bit.
Fantastic, man. So you're really spreading the COVID.
I'm trying.
He keeps trying to give it to me, Johnny, and I keep just saying, dude, stay 12 feet apart. Yeah. Let's try that.
Double it up. And double your mask up, too.
Yeah.
Now, will you guys be using all the clubs or just one club each for the entire day today? Or you guys take it seriously?
That's the bet, isn't it? That's how much cash is on the table. It's so hard to keep count sometimes. When was the last time we played? Do you remember, Sticks? Who won or lost?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I won. I think that's pretty obvious.
You caught him on a good day because usually he got me. Okay, I'm man enough to admit it. He got me. He got me.
He got me.
And you guys,
I don't like it.
Have done so much work together because I remember being so happy, you know, because Rob's from Kansas City and you guys are family and just I had no idea that you guys managed to all become friends. You were directing videos. You guys have, you know, been on NFL and I'm looking for Steel Panther sometime to be the house band during Holy Moly.
Oh my gosh. Well, believe me, the invite has been put out there. In fact, Panther was supposed to come this year, but we had, you know, unfortunately had to do it via the internet. We had to do a virtual this year, which, by the way, thank you, Kansas City, and thank you, Johnny. People really came out for that and continue to support Big Slick, which was such a testament to Kansas City. So, you know, amazing.
I mean,
but listen, they have a standing invitation. So if we can get schedules to work, I anticipate Panther being part of it.
You know, can you imagine how great a Kansas City contingent for Holy Moly? If you get you know, yourself. You could for instead jump out of the booth and jump onto the playing field. Holy moly! Get Paul Rudd, get Sudeikis, get Stone Street, and go after that $250,000 for the big slick.
I mean, that would be amazing. I definitely want to do something like that. A charity version of the show would be fantastic.
Yeah, let me know when you get disc jockeys, you know, for small money, because I'll come out for sure. By the way, I've never played golf in my life. I've played mini golf 4 times, and 1 time actually was on acid when I was a kid.
See, that's all you need. You're more than experienced. You have more experience than most people out there.
Listen, don't pretend you didn't go out to Cool Crest.
Oh my gosh, Cool Crest was that was my jam.
Yeah.
I mean, it had everything you could possibly want. You could put the comb in your back pocket and cruise the chick.
That's it. That's right. Dude, we used to do, and this is the crazy thing, is I just realized how many things as a kid I did that were physical activities on acid as a kid, because we used to go to Snow Creek and ski from midnight till 5 in the morning on acid. I wish that was a joke.
I hadn't heard that. That's awesome, actually.
Well, I'll tell you what, because you know out there it was always just ice. It never snowed, so it was just a big ice hill. You'd go sliding at that thing, just blazing to your pupils as giant, big as saucers, and come to the bottom, slam into something, wonder if you were dead, and then get back on that bunny line and go back up the hill again.
Yeah.
We also used to hide and go camping in the industrial caves at the end of 95th Street.
Now, that's intense.
Well, that's what we call white trash spring break.
That's pretty good spring break. It's not a bad one, actually. Especially if you're a kid. That's old school 80s vacation, staycation.
Yeah, that's exactly. We invented the staycation. All right, listen, I know you guys have a tea time. Man, congratulations on Holy Moly. It is such a great show. Tonight, guys, you can all check it out. 7 o'clock Kansas City time on ABC. And Styx, my friend, I can't wait to hear new music.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys letting me jump on.
Are you kidding me? I love you.
Don't you have a virtual show, virtual concert coming up?
Yeah. Just everybody watch the live stream. Go to steelpantherrocks.com. You can see all the details. If you guys want to kill a Sunday afternoon, August 16th.
It's going to be fantastic. Listen, I need entertainment. I need something to look forward to. This is one of those things.
This will freak your mind out.
You know what? Time to get the acid back out. I'm pretty sure I lost some in my closet. Yeah. All right, brother. I love you guys.
All right. Good talk to you, man.
Yeah, bro. Thank you.